I'm going to the shelter. I live in. So we ready? Okay. So this is going to be a phase one commutation hearing for Shelton. Again, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that name right, but I do understand that according to the documentation I have here, we have two supporters here, the mother and father are here in support. Am I pronouncing, how do you pronounce that last name?
Ogwin.
Okay. So this is going to be a phase one commutation here for Selden. Gwen, I do have, are there any more supporters here besides Ms. Lewis and Mr. Ogwin?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay, this is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Shelton Ogwin. ADC number is 262-435. Mr. Ogwin is currently serving a 14-year. Currently serving a 14-year sentence for kidnapping. He is also has a detainer from the Maricopa County Adult Probation Office. Looks like he also has a sentence that he's on hold for a 4-year probation sentence. This is an incident that happened according to Tempe Police Department. Basically that January 31st of 2010, police responded to a home invasion robbery in the area of Guadalupe and Rural Road. Upon arrival, they learned that the victims had been held at gunpoint and robbed by the defendants and several other suspects. They were actually there, supposedly had been informed that the victims were selling marijuana. The victims said they no longer sold marijuana, and they took the victims, put them into a room. The defendant had a shotgun. They held them down there to the ground where after they had been escorted upstairs and placed into a bathroom. Had their heads covered, their wrists bound with duct tape. A shotgun was pointed at the head, and one of the victims was struck twice in the face. They were subsequently arrested, and the defendant admitted his involvement during the subsequent arrest. As a result of the plea agreement, counts 1 through 4 and counts 7 through 10 as described were all dismissed. And upon reviewing it, as to the counts, the presumptive was 10.5 years, the minimum sentence was 7 years, the maximum sentence was 21 years. As I just previously stated, the other counts were dismissed. That was count 5, count 6. The presumptive was 5 years. The minimum sentence was 4 years, and the maximum sentence for that was 10 years. Because of the other charges that were actually dismissed, he only received a 14-year sentence. For he's asking for a set off or a reduction. 3 years, 6 months in his sentence. His actual absolute discharge date is December 20th of 2022. If he was granted, he would actually be, his reduction, he would become eligible on October 4th of 2019. And looking at the information that the defendant has been incarcerated, he has done some programming since he's been incarcerated. He says that this was his first time committing a felony offense. He was tempted to get his life on track prior to this incident occurring. He says he's taken advantage of every opportunity available. His behavior since he's been incarcerated shows that he can be a productive member of society. He's only asking for his sentence to be reduced to presumptive, that charges carry the presumptive of 10.5 years that he actually has. He does have some certificates and documentation here in file. He has not had any disciplinary infractions since he's been incarcerated. He has taken some classes, 2-4 success, basic entrepreneurship, advanced entrepreneurship, reached Rio Salado Community College, English 101, and English 102. However, after reviewing the file and going back to the file and reviewing the Ames report, he did receive a little bit over the presumptive sentence because all of the other charges that were dismissed, he could have received a excessive amount of time that he actually received from what he had because of that. But he is a, you know, and as well as doing well, that he's doing good while he's there and he hasn't had any problems. But this phase one commutation hearing is based on whether the sentence was excessive or the sentence was not excessive. So based on his plea agreement, based on the amount of time that he actually received of 14 years, and based on the amount of the actual charges that were dismissed as a result of that, that sentence was not the maximum sentence that he could have received, along with the other sentences being dismissed. I do not feel that the sentence that he actually received for this crime was excessive, although I do want to state that all indication here is that he has changed, he has done well, he has attended classes and doing things. However, you know, basically because the main reason for a phase one commutation hearing is to determine whether the sentence was excessive at the time. And according to his plea agreement, he did receive some leniency when he was actually sentenced. So I do not feel that the sentence was excessive based on the information contained in the report and the file that we have. So that is my conclusion at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Burry.
Okay. I am going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Ogden on to a phase two hearing, find that the sentence that he pled to during the plea agreement was not excessive, that during the plea agreement there was numerous charges that were dismissed. He received a kidnapping for 14 years. He could have, that was not the max time that he could have received. However, he did receive leniency by the other charges being dismissed during the sentencing. So that will be my motion at this time.
Agree.
Agreed.